This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 7:08 and it's Get Her Done Tuesday. This part of the show is brought to you by IKEA. Looks like Yuzette and Hooman are going to be out and about this weekend.
That's correct, everyone. We're going to be at a movie theater in Novato because they redid it. They pimped it out.
They did. They put in luxury loungers.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. Yeah, you're going to be at the, Century Theaters in Novato. All new luxury loungers have been installed. 44 Roland Way. That's right by the Costco, in case anybody in Novato doesn't. Like, that's where the Costco is. You know where this is. 5 to 7 p.m. You
correct.
Can say hi, pick up a movie pass, a pair of movie passes while supplies last.
Hang out. Yuzette's going to give a lot of free hugs that day. A lot. Both arms,
so
full body.
Absolutely. I'll throw in some boobies as well. And yeah. We'll do.
It'd be hard to hug without those, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I suppose.
Back to back hug.
I'll try to make them extra loose that day.
Hey.
Oh, goodness. Wow.
We're going to do some. I think they're going to have a setup for like holiday pictures, too.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Cool. Yeah.
So that is this Sunday, November 19th from 5 to 7. All the details are at RadioAlice.com. Time for Celebrity Trash, brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 1-855-JUMPSTART and get a jump on a happy, healthier you. We're going to begin with what we were just talking about. I believe this was in the texts at the end of Vinny's last break about like when is rock and roll going to start to have these allegations brought against them.
The sexual misconduct,
et cetera. And
a texter wrote in, I think her name was Holly, said...
I don't see her name. But this is a text that we got from the 408. Allegations have already hit the music industry. The lead singer of the band Brand New canceled their tour yesterday due to allegations and admitted that they were true. So,
that was a text that I didn't see. That text.
Oh, what was the Holly one?
The Holly one was just, when are we going to see this hit the rock world?
Right. Well,
and I speculated it might not hit the same way because often the dudes they bring out on tour are A, dudes, and B, friends.
Right.
Yeah. And then people started texting in about Brand New. And I saw that story this morning, but I'm not familiar with the band. I don't even know what kind of music. Hooman, did you grab some
sound? I think they're pop punk, but I just checked my collection. I don't have any of them, and I could not name a song.
So this guy's Jesse Lacey. He's the lead singer.
This is their most famous song. It's called The Quiet Things That No One Ever Knows.
I've never heard this.
I actually like it.
I think it's not bad.
But it's that pop punk formula for sure. It's Blink 182 or
sounds just like them.
Yeah,
any
right.
one of those other bands.
Do you want more music from them?
No, that's okay. Why promote them now that the dude is, you know?
Well, so what's the dude? What's the story?
Some 15-year-old said that he was getting himself while they were Skyping. They're calling it. They're postponing their comeback tour of the UK. They're a Long Island band. And the shot I have here is them performing in 2007. So my guess is they've been down for a while. So there are accusations of sexual misconduct against the singer, Jesse Lacey. And let's see, a woman accused Jesse Lacey of soliciting nude photos from her when she was 15 and of having gotten himself while video chatting with her. Looks like two women, one the initial accuser, and another one who both described him as first having cultivated relationships with them online while they were minors. Both relationships apparently spanned years. Both included sharing nude pictures of themselves and him getting himself while video chatting. He said, yeah, I did that. I was selfish, narcissistic, and insensitive in my past. There are a number of people who've had to shoulder the burden of my failures. I apologize for the hurt I've caused. Hope to be able to take the correct actions to earn forgiveness and trust. I'm sorry for how I've hurt people, mistreated them, lied, and cheated. and goes on and on and on and on.
He does?
I'm sorry. So there you go.
So he's admitting he knew they were underage?
He's admitting he knew all about it. He knew them for, like, apparently these were years-long relationships. So there you go. It has crossed over into rock and roll, and maybe that's the first we've heard of it, but undoubtedly it won't be the last. Today, Joe Jackson's in the news, weirdly. Boy, the whole Jackson family is really victims of bad plastic surgeries.
Joe Jackson's the dad.
The dad of the entire brood of Michael Jackson's family.
Got it.
So, and man, I don't know if you've seen him lately, but he's had a lot of work done, and it's those eyebrows. It's the eyebrows that really get me on Joe Jackson.
I haven't seen him lately, to
you
answer
know,
your question.
I didn't see a photo of it, but they're saying that Janet Jackson's nose is collapsing. Like, she's another one who's had a ton of stuff
morning.
Done. Oh, did you see the pictures?
Janet's or Latoya's?
Janet's.
Oh.
Well, Latoya also. And they're all, they've all just, I don't know if they've got like a family plastic surgeon who just comes to the house for a quick slash and burn every couple weeks. But I guess Janet, they say Janet made a pretty rare public appearance, and her nostrils were super droopy, and the nose looked like it was caving in on itself.
Yeah.
So anyway, that
well, he famously had, Michael Jackson famously, his nose had just, he was ruined.
He even talked about how his dad used to make fun of his nose when he was a little kid.
Right.
Like your big old stupid nose, he called it. Awful. Yeah, Michael Jackson's nose was an absolute disaster. Like, I often thought to myself, like, is there even a nose there? Does
right.
he just
there was
hang
there
something over
that
his
there was,
a prosthetic?
A tip, yeah.
Right. Mm. So, as you probably are well aware, Michael Jackson passed away a few years ago, and he had left behind three children, Prince, Paris, and Blanket. Does Blanket have a real name?
Yes, he does.
What is it?
Amit or something?
I forgot. I saw it this morning. Let me look it up.
Yeah. So anyway, Blanket's the kids, you know, that's what everyone calls him now.
Right.
Blanket. So Joe Jackson doesn't know the kids, can't tell the kids apart, or just doesn't know which one is which.
Prince Michael.
Of course.
Oh, wait.
Prince Michael.
He named
Blanket
two of his kids.
Jackson.
He named two of his kids Prince Michael?
Prince Michael Blanket.
Oh, Prince Michael Blanket, and then Prince, isn't his oldest kid named Prince
is
Michael?
It Prince yeah, Michael, like, Prince Michael Blanket in Paris. Is that it?
I
it
think
can't
so,
be.
But let me.
No, it has to be.
Exactly. No, it's just crazy enough.
Right.
Is that name worse than Diamond?
Yes.
Okay.
Diamond's not a bad name.
Prince Michael Blanket. Oh, what did Jermaine name his kid?
Your Majesty.
That's yeah. it. That's it. Now that's a name right there.
That is true.
Jermaine and Your Majesty. That's quite a name to give a kid, you know.
I wonder what he's up to.
Your Majesty yeah. or the dad?
Ruling over the Jackson realm.
Well, we have the. I have the dad ready for you. You ready to see him?
Okay, so hold on. Paris, Prince Michael, and Michael Joseph.
Blanket is Michael Joseph.
Oh, Michael Joseph Blanket. Oh, is Blanket part of his real name?
No, Blanket is... Paris is the eldest one, and then there's Michael Joseph, the kid that was on the motorcycle.
Wait, I thought his name was Prince.
It says here that Prince Michael Jackson is Blanket.
Oh, boy. So, you know what? It's okay.
Is any of this about the kids?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, it is.
It is
yeah.
about the kids.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just going to call him by the name I know him by. So the two oldest ones, as far as I'm concerned, the kids' names are Prince, the boy, Paris, the girl, and Blanket. The littlest
the baby.
One, the one that didn't talk or
who's
anything.
Probably 15 now.
He is 15. That's exactly how old he is. 15, maybe 16.
Okay. Hold on. Let me try this one more
okay,
time.
Okay, all right.
Michael Joseph Jackson Jr., nickname Prince.
Okay.
Paris Michael Jackson. Prince Michael Jackson II, nickname Blanket.
Okay.
Got it.
So that one's really named Prince, but the nickname of the first one is Prince.
Yeah.
All right. So
quite
Prince...
silly.
The oldest one, the older boy, yeah. Prince, got in a motorcycle accident a week ago. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I did this story. I'm not sure if it made it onto the air, but I definitely read this. Did I do this, Vinny? He got in a motorcycle crash. He's okay. He's fine. I mean, he's going to live and everything, but he got into an accident.
I hadn't heard that.
All right. Well, then maybe I didn't do it on the air. So, Joe Jackson their grandfather seems to have Prince and Blanket mixed up because this message is
So do we. Yeah. So, you know.
Oh, maybe he's mixed up because that kid's name is actually Prince.
Yeah. I mean, this is a problem.
For some reason, now, here after we just went through this, I don't blame Joe Jackson. You know,
he's
I don't blame it that
he's an old man with half a face.
Yeah.
He deserves to have a problem with
this. Do you have that ready so that Vinny can watch this video?
Yeah, so this is on Twitter.
This is his message that he reached out to Blanket about his crash.
He mumbles at times. I can't clarify. If you ask me to pause, we might have to go back to the beginning. So let's just...
He's elderly, right?
He's 89.
He's 89 is elderly.
You ready?
Yes. Okay.
What was the matter with that?
Nothing. It was funnier when I didn't think maybe his confusion over which Prince had been in the accident might have been unfound. Now that I know that Blanket's name is actually Prince, it's like, oh, well, maybe he does think that the actual kid
he's
named
still mixed
Prince.
Up, though.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The other guy is the one
who was
in
the
accident.
Yeah.
I think the funniest part about that is the stay clean, stay healthy, and see a lot of movies.
I actually thought...
Only the good movies.
I mean, we know he's a tyrant
from
the stories we've heard about him as a young man, but that video, for an 89-year-old dude, I give him credit.
I like that he has a copy of Michael Jackson's Bad in the background.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah, it's up there on the shelf.
All right.
You know. Anyway, he's, I guess that the mom, his wife, what's her name? Catherine Jackson.
Yeah.
She stepped down as Blanket's guardian just a few weeks ago, citing her age and Blanket's age as a reason for stuff. So I don't know. They haven't publicly named some new guardian or anything.
One of the brothers, right?
Yeah, you know, there's all these brothers and cousins. And
like Jermaine, I think, does a lot of the taking care of the kids.
I thought it was some cousin. Oh, no. There was a cousin that was, like, stealing from the estate. Like, he was supposed to be the guardian, but then it turned out that he was stealing all kinds of money and embezzling stuff.
That sounds right.
What a great family. Mm. Anyway, there you go. Michael Jackson's dad, Joe Jackson, posted a video addressed to his son, Blanket, because he thought that it was Blanket who got into the accident. Prince Jackson, that's his title on, I don't know if that's, I guess this must be Twitter. He posted a picture of himself strapped to a stretcher last week after his motorcycle. And he's fine. He had a little motorcycle accident. And it was There he is, strapped to a gurney. Did Hooman depart?
He did.
Oh, I want to save the... maybe I'll save this for him then. I know he'll be into the Lord of the Rings thing. Bill Murray and his brother, Brian Doyle Murray.
Uh-huh.
They have a new show premiering on Monday called... Bill Murray and Brian Doyle Murray's Extra Innings. So this summer, when they were at every baseball game, seemed like there was always stories about Bill Murray being at this baseball game and going to the parties before and after.
Well, they were definitely, or I know Bill Murray was definitely a part of the Cubs sort of World Series run there. So then you're saying they went to every Cubs game that last season?
I don't know if they went to every Cubs game, but they spent, and apparently this is from this past summer. So this is... Over the summer of baseball.
It's their championship season, which they didn't even make the playoffs this last.
This is not just Cubs. This almost has nothing to do with the Cubs. They spent the summer visiting small town baseball communities and venues.
Oh.
And now they've made it into a show.
All right.
So they took video all summer long. And now they're calling it Chaos and Shenanigans. It's not going to be on TV or even Netflix or Amazon. It's on Facebook. But it's Bill Murray, so... People will watch it. I don't believe that this is like some kind of Facebook sanctioned programming or anything. This is just looks like they've put a page up
around.
Where they're, they've taken, all this footage is really funny. We should put this up. And so they've got someone to edit it and it's going to be on there. Brian Doyle Murray wrote Caddyshack and played Lou Loomis. I don't remember which character that is. He was also in Wayne's World and Groundhog Day, and he's the voice of the Flying Dutchman on SpongeBob SquarePants.
Also, this is how I know him. He had a recurring role as owner of the car dealership where Frankie works on The Middle, which was on ABC. And I'm like, that's him.
Talking about Malcolm in the Middle?
No, just The Middle.
The Middle.
Yeah. And then, Vinny, did you watch Sullivan and Son?
No.
Because he had a show on that. That's a TBS show.
Oh.
He's very funny.
Well,
I feel like I'd recognize him.
Brian Doyle Murray?
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, he wrote Caddyshack, which I know is one of your favorite movies.
It is one of my favorite movies. It's an all-time, like, top 10 best movies of all time.
So Bill Murray and his brother Brian, they went out.
Oh, I do recognize that guy.
Oh, do you? Let me see. Let me see.
He plays the mayor in Groundhog Day.
Oh, really?
Isn't that him right there?
The one who's calling for... Oh, how funny. They look exactly alike.
Don't they?
They really do.
He's just shorter. So I believe he's shorter. And he's actually older than Bill Murray.
Oh. Well, they went out on the road this summer, taped it all. It's going to be a show on Facebook called... Hold on, let me find it. Bill Murray and Brian Doyle Murray's Extra Innings. Hmm. So if you want it, I don't believe it's out yet, but it's going to be on Facebook.
Boy, it looks like he's in all his brother's movies.
Well,
nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Well, like Clint. Hey.
Ron Howard.
Yeah, Ron Howard's
very
brother.
Very cute. Very, very cute. Good for him.
Yeah.
Hooman, you're back?
I see. Yeah, hey.
Listen, earlier this month we were talking about how Amazon was trying to get the rights to J.R.R. Tolkien's estate so that they could do some spinoff Lord of the Rings, Hobbit stuff. Looks like they've got them. They have the rights. So the Hollywood Reporter is saying that they've closed.
Can I guess? Is it going to be a spinoff on Gandalf?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Oh, you don't know the specifics.
No, I don't.
Oh,
but okay. They say that actually just, you know, because they want to be able to use the terms that are in the books and they want it there, but they're going to create their own. They want to have a Game of Thrones style show with magic and war and clashes of, you know, different peoples and... so the Hollywood
CGI in those movies, though, is profound.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
How are they going to do that?
Well, if they do it Game of Thrones style with that kind of budget and only do 10 episodes, you know, maybe it'll be the same kind of epic thing. They say they spend millions and millions of dollars on each episode of Game of Thrones. They'll have some CG.
Amazon is worth exponentially more than Netflix. I mean, Netflix is worth a lot, but Amazon is worth, I mean, they might be the wealthiest company in the world, so... If Netflix is willing, or HBO is willing to spend that kind of money, right. Amazon will be able to.
Just based on whatever they're making on subscriptions, you know?
I mean, I remember watching those movies, though, and there are entire chunks where I called my brother and went, is any of this happening in any way? Nope.
No actors,
that
no nothing.
That war scene is completely computer done.
Right.
The whole thing. There's no...
That's the War of the Five Armies,
there's no,
right?
Right. There's none of that.
Yeah, that's a... I mean, I guess if they shot it on the ground, there's a person in a green suit and in front of a green screen with dots on their face going like this, waving their sword around, and then they just get placed into the entirely CG thing.
World, right.
So I don't know how much of it they'll do that way or if it'll be more sort of Game of Thrones style where it's kind of limited, you know, limited effects. We're here. But what did they say? You can have the polar bear... Or you can have the dragon. You have to choose. Was it a polar bear?
Yeah. That's okay. So here's the thing. Don't forget this, everyone. When Amazon bought Whole Foods, they dropped $13 billion. The next day, their stock had risen so much that they had made that $13 billion back. The next day. So if they're able to spend $13 billion like that, I mean, this show could be incredible if they're willing to...
Well, let's hope they do. Like, hire everyone who works on Game of Thrones for it. they're saying Amazon's closed a deal to do multiple seasons of a show based on that world, Middle Earth. Maybe they'll even call it Middle Earth. Not a whole lot of details yet, but they're saying that the show will, quote, explore new storylines preceding the Fellowship of the Ring, which means it would take place before Lord of the Rings, and it might even take place before The Hobbit.
Well, the great thing is the elves are like thousands of years old. So are they going to spend the money for Orlando Bloom?
Well, let's hope so.
You know, and Viggo Mortensen. Are they going to bring these guys back?
A rep for the Tolkien estate said Amazon has exceptional ideas to bring to the screen, previously unexplored stories based on J.R.R. Tolkien's original writings. So anyway, I'm super excited to see that happen. Well, you know, it remains to be seen if it's any... Everybody wants their Game of Thrones. Everybody compares every show that they have to that. And everybody wants that. I mean, that's been the best thing for HBO since... Geez, I don't even know
Sopranos
what.
Sopranos or yeah, Sex in the City.
Oh, yeah,
they've had some
huge.
Good ones.
They
They're really
have.
Good at it.
They are.
Oh, my God.
Did you watch the final episode of Star Trek yet?
Yeah, I did.
How is
it? That's so good.
Is it the last one for the season?
It is. Well, it's the first half of the season. It's coming back in January.
Oh, you're right.
I'm out of time, Vincent. What's coming up?
So much stuff. I'll get you up to date on the Raiders. I'll just tell you. I'm going to need the Dragnet song, Hooman.
All right.
Crime in the news after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show brought to you by UCSF Health. You can watch this show every day by clicking on radioalice.com/watch. It takes you right to the Looking Glass. Vaughn puts the whole show together every morning, and then he loops it throughout the day so you can watch it live while we're on the air, and then it's looped. And on the weekend, it's all like kind of a best of roundup.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and
Dublin.
Here's what's happening. Excuse me. The latest news out of Iran is the death toll is at 530 people.
Oh.
That's from the earthquake that happened on the Iran-Iraq border. So let me see if I have an... And the injured number is unbelievable. Let me see if I can find that real quick. I can't, but it's bad.
Several hundred, I don't know, almost want to say 1,200. I feel like there was probably more than that.
No, the injured number is at 7,460.
My God.
Wow. Yeah, it's bad. The Raiders broke ground on their new stadium in Las Vegas yesterday, everyone. Mm. There was a big ceremony that balanced the glitz of Las Vegas. And obviously, the town's still recovering from a great tragedy. They were, anyway, it's a 65,000-seat domed stadium across the freeway from the city's famous casinos. And here is a picture of all the guys with work hats on and shovels in their hand as they break ground. Congratulations, Las Vegas.
On getting our team.
You stole the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah. There's Mark Davis, front and center.
Right there in the middle. I know, it's such
a bummer. It's hard to be happy.
Not really much to say about that, is there?
No.
I'll, to their credit, it's very surprising. Oakland Raider fans are still going to follow the Raiders. So,
yeah.
I guess I've even seen posts from, like, I follow Billy Joe from Green Day on Instagram, and I think his post went along the lines of, I followed them to L.A. and back, and I'm going to follow them to Vegas. So just people who grew up with the Raiders.
Going to watch the Raiders.
Going to stick with the Raiders.
I don't know if you mentioned this, but the Raiders Stadium is going to cost.
Oh, I didn't mention it, but I'll
guess. $1 billion.
$1.5 billion.
$1.9 billion.
$2 billion.
Well, yeah, I mean, it'll be $2 billion by the time, right?
Right.
Yeah.
When don't they go over?
Well, aren't they going to pay like another $200 million to fix Levi's Stadium now? So it's shady.
Oh, I don't know. There were a few day games where people who were sitting in the sun felt like they were dying out there.
All right.
Yeah.
And so it was in the news that possibly they would need to come up with some kind of fix.
A little shade.
For the people out there.
Yikes.
Oh, by the way, Levi's cost $1.3 billion.
I still haven't been to a game there.
Oh, you haven't?
Or a concert. Have you?
No.
I haven't either.
Oh, yeah, you have.
Yeah, but I go.
How is it? How's the experience?
Well, for me, it was great because Chris Kelly's seats are right on the 50-yard line.
How was the parking?
Parking's the worst you'll ever.
How far did you have to walk from your car to the actual stadium?
Well, first time I walked 2 miles. The second,
and then you took Uber.
And then I tried to take one of those bike rider guys to my car.
A pedicab?
Yeah, and he was like, "I'm not riding that far." I'm like, "It's not that far. It's only 2 miles." And then
so you parked like in a neighborhood.
I parked in a liquor store because I saw the parking was like $60, $70, or, you know, near.
You got that? What do you care?
Yeah. I did, but it was my first. So the second time, I'm like, forget it. I'm gonna pay, and I found a lot that was $50. That was like three quarters of a mile.
Only 3/4 of a mile.
Yeah.
So they have the petty guys driving around.
Yeah, but I don't understand how far they go out because they
not 2 miles.
Yeah, they don't want to go 2 miles.
Well, he must have sized you up and said, "Not you.
I'll can't carry you up that one hill."
I was willing to, you know, give him 20, 30 bucks, whatever he needed, but I guess.
Yeah, you might as well just pay for the parking.
Right at that point.
Right at that point.
Pedicabbing.
Yeah.
This is a little snapshot from today's USA Today. It's not good news. 33% of teens, a third of teens, incorrectly believe it's legal to drive under the influence of marijuana in states where it's legal for recreational use.
Well, their parents need to tell them it's not.
Right. You can't. There's no place. Doesn't matter if it's legal or.
You can't be stoned. You can't be impaired in any way and drive.
The end. Tell your teens.
Yeah.
Because it's here.
Yeah.
I see it on all the bus billboards.
I wonder.
Pot is finally, it's finally here.
Right, it's finally here, everyone.
It's finally here.
It was
here.
Never here before. Now it's finally here.
Day has come.
I feel bad like my mom isn't around to have this
day.
She would be so excited.
I feel bad that I can't, you know, partake. It's a
Me
bummer.
Too.
I hear all about all these edibles. It sounds wonderful.
Sure. Bummer, man.
Who wouldn't like a little help?
25 years
sleep?
Too late for me and you.
Yeah. You know, you're grinding on something. Yeah, listen, I'm just going to get a little support.
Right. Just get out of my head.
What are they,
bit.
The pot jelly beans?
Brownies and little chocolates. And
or little chocolates.
Yeah. Or the
blueberries.
Gummy bear.
Oh, yeah, ones. Yeah, the gummies. Yeah, people like their edibles.
I'm too afraid.
Me too. Oy.
Too afraid of what?
To eat the edibles. Once they go down, you can't take it back.
No. Well,
it's the same,
the same
as if
with
you,
anything,
you know,
really.
Pull off a bong.
Here, there's no going
I guess
back
I'm
from
afraid
that.
It'd be too much or it'd last too long or I might freak out.
Or you'd feel weird in the morning even because my thing is like it'd be great to just go to sleep with something but then I'm always afraid like how will I feel at 4 a.m. when my alarm goes off?
Oh, well, on a work day.
Well, like, that's what I need sleep. I have no problem getting to sleep on the weekends.
Well, that's because, never mind.
Oh. She's been drinking, everyone.
Yeah, that's because we don't call that sleep.
Right. You call that passing out in your bed.
Okay, now, Omen.
We'll play it, Omen.
I got lost in something else.
Yeah, what was that something else?
There was a photo montage of Wonder Woman over the years, and I was curious to see all the actresses that just played her. I didn't know Kathy Lee Crosby played her in 1974. I'm gonna have to go watch that movie. Ooh. Now I'm curious.
Was she a blonde Wonder Woman?
Yeah, and
isn't
her
Kathy Lee Crosby the love interest on the original Hulk on TV?
I thought Kathy Lee Crosby was from That's Incredible.
Yeah, she was on that too.
Oh, she was?
Yeah,
but she was also an actress.
That's
what she looked like. See her in Wonder Woman there.
Oh, boy.
That's Kathy Lee Crosby?
And she has blonde hair and she was Wonder Woman, huh? Well, yeah. And the outfit sucks.
Sucks. It's the worst
that's
outfit.
That's the worst outfit. It's like a 70s looking jumpsuit.
Yeah, it's all bad.
Like with blue leggings. Right.
Back to
She's women's lib Wonder Woman.
You ready?
Covered from neck to
head. That is horrible.
Yeah.
Put that up on our website.
I'm not wearing that top. Forget it. Yeah.
Here we go.
It's time to report the crime, party people.
Uh-oh.
That's a good line, Ben.
I just came up with that.
Oh, really?
I was just in the moment.
That was excellent. It's time to report the crime.
Let's trademark that.
A reporter from the CBS affiliate in Atlanta named Ashley Thompson was out near the intersection of Lawrenceville, Georgia last week looking for people to interview about the traffic at the intersection.
Okay.
A 24-year-old guy named Eric Rivers walked past and she asked him if he wanted to talk about it. He said yes, absolutely, and he gave an interview on camera. What Ashley didn't know is he'd just robbed a bank. He'd just done it. He was walking away from the crime.
Oh!
After the interview, he went and robbed another bank.
Oh!
The staff at the first bank saw him go toward the CBS news van, and they told the cops. They reviewed the interviews and that Ashley had done and saw him on the interview.
And right, nice, clear photo of his face.
They spotted Eric in the footage, and then they tracked him down and arrested him.
They nabbed him. That's hilarious.
What a dum-dum.
Well, you know, who can resist the lure of TV?
One more for you.
All right.
Wait. Ready?
Yeah. It's time
to report the crime.
Oh, God, I love that.
A 38-year-old guy named Chance Mongione.
Oh.
Stole a 2017 Dodge Challenger from a rental car parking lot at Nashville International Airport in Tennessee back in July.
Yeah.
He and his girlfriend, a 38-year-old woman named Christy Caldwell, jumped in the car and took off. Because the Challenger is fast, he was able to get away from the cops who were chasing him.
Mm.
But that's right around when Christy called 911 from inside the car. She tried to turn her boyfriend in for the reward money.
Oh.
The dispatcher said, "There's no reward money." She said, "All right, well, I'm not giving him up without any cash."
Right.
And they got away. The cops investigated, and they did find Chance and arrest him on several charges back in August. Last week, they also arrested Christy for attempting to harbor a fugitive and hindering arrest. No word if the two lovebirds are still together.
Oh, they definitely are.
You think so?
Oh, sure. They're a match made in heaven. Sounds like it was going really well even as they left the airport. I'm gonna turn you in for the reward money. Sorry, baby, they wouldn't give me any, so you're in the clear. Let's make up. Oh, great segment.
All right, already.
Is that the end?
When
boy, it never ends. Just keeps on. It's like that fall down.
What?
And we're back with more crime. Report more crime.
I don't know anymore. It's text. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
I forgot to stop the other one.
You have to stop it. All right. Do the fall down sound.
My best friend in the 80s had a boyfriend from a hugely popular 80s band. They started dating when he was 21 and she was 14.
Oh.
That my first girlfriend, like real girlfriend, my high school sweetheart, the boyfriend before me was 25.
And she was like 15?
Yeah. I hated that guy. He used to come around too. I'd be like, I'm going to. Anyway.
Didn't Jerry Lee Lewis marry like his 13-year-old cousin or something?
Yeah. 13 or 14, something like that, yeah.
Boy.
Grown men.
I don't know what we were thinking, not thinking that the rock stars would be involved in this.
Oh, right. And of course, what about Kesha? There's the whole Free Kesha movement when she was, when she said her producer, Dr. Luke, raped her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was she underage too?
No, it's just that.
That he was, she
just
was raped.
This sexual misconduct stuff
power.
That's been in the news.
Right.
Allegations against the music world aren't new. Look up the 06-07 allegations against Nick Carter or Howie Day before he went to rehab.
Oh, boy.
I don't know Howie Day. Twiggy Ramirez from Marilyn Manson. We just reported that he was thrown off Manson's tour because his ex-girlfriend had reported all of this abuse behavior.
Yeah, we just didn't spend enough time thinking about it.
Well, we try to do all these things live in the moment.
But we also try to have fun. Like, I hate dwelling in the sexual harassment thing. It's like every morning there's like 50 goddamn new things.
Right. What's coming up in the trash?
More goddamn new things. No, actually, I'm going to try to make it sexual harassment free right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.